Some say a perfect storm caused by medical advancements and a changing society is to blame for a shortage of pharmacists. Judy Warmoth from the Wisconsin Hospital Association says the workforce is aging, the replacement rate flat, and employees demanding flexible or reduced hours.
New pharmacists entering the field, about half of them are women. They tend to not work as many hours as historically pharmacists have worked.
Meanwhile, the number of customers across the pharmacist counter continues to grow. Jeanette Roberts is dean of the state's only pharmacy school, located on the UW-Madison campus.
There are just so many more drugs for so many more things. It's just become a part of our normal management.
The Hospital Association's Warmoth says there's good reason for that.
It's so much really better for patients if we can treat them with a pharmacological intervention and don't have to do anything more dramatic.
One measure of the building pharmacist shortage is salaries. The dean of the pharmacy school says some graduates are offered as much as $100,000 their first day on the job. Meanwhile, Roberts says the pharmacy school has lost 5% of its budget over 3 years, forcing officials to look at new ways to educate students cheaper, like online instruction. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.